This is our last cosmic forecast of the year, and our last cosmic forecast for a while. Next year, in 2023, we're going to be working with something different. We're going to be working with monthly channeled messages from the Ascended Master Saint Germain, who is the patron master of 2023. And he has decided that he wants to come forwards, at least for the first 6 months, in order to bring forward messages that he believes are important for people to hear from month to month. So, let's have a look at the overarching energies for December 2022, and we'll get into the last of our cosmic forecasts for a little while. As we move out of 2022 into 2023, we are presented with this incredible opportunity, which comes around every year, to let go of the year that's past and prepare for the year that is to come. December is the perfect month for a little introspection, a little looking backwards on the year that's gone, so that we can acknowledge our triumphs, so that we can commiserate our failures, so that we can learn from the lessons and opportunities that those present us with, so that we can process and place the different events that have occurred, tie off those loose ends, disentangle ourselves from the old energy, and be nice and ready and totally prepared to embrace the new energies that are set to fully anchor into the planet on January the 1st. When we enter into the new year, we should take advantage of that blank slate to do some quantum seeding, to set our intentions for the new year, to inform the universe as to exactly what we want and what we expect from the year that lies ahead, to make some decisions about our life path and purpose. So this is the overarching energy of the month: disentanglement, release, assessment, acknowledgement, processing, placement, but also preparing so that when we enter into January, we know exactly what we want to set in place for the manifestation of 2023. Sometimes when we look back over the year that's gone, from the vantage point of being at the end of that year, we can see things in a broader context that we couldn't necessarily see when we were right up against it in the thick of the year. This year has been a lot, as the last 3 years have, and there's been so much going on globally, and so much going on globally that's affected us on an individual level, that a number of people have felt quite triggered in regards to past life issues arising, to do with poverty and to do with starvation and to do with war and persecution and so on. So sometimes all of that also needs to be unpacked, and when it is, we can see more clearly what we've been processing, where that's led us to, what that has enabled us to reclaim, so that we can then move fully forwards into the new year in a cleaner, clearer state, more capable of seeing exactly where we need to be, steering ourselves and navigating forwards on our path. Let's look at the challenges of December. Because of Christmas, which lies at the end of December, we find ourselves often both exhausted, exasperated, out of pocket for sure, having to face family members and friends that we maybe have lost touch with purposefully or coincidentally. And therefore we can find ourselves very taxed, very drained, very tired, very apprehensive. But at the same time, because of those powerful positive spiritual energies which are also echoing and rebounding around this time, to do with the Nativity, to do with the Christ consciousness, to do with the Master Jesus, to do with the Mother Mary, to do with Joseph, we will experience, some of us, a natural heart opening. And that's also partly to do with the angels, which are closer vibrationally and on a consciousness level to the planet during the month of December, because so many people are focusing on them, whether they believe in them or not, because of Christmas cards and nativity plays and things that are on the television and hymns and carols. So there is this push-me-pull-you energy going on in December where the heart centre naturally opens and expands as a result of the echoing energy of the Nativity and because of the close and powerful presence of the angels. And at the same time, there can be for some of us, parts of us that are retreating, desperate to find sanctity and solitude and to step away and step back from all of those things about Christmas that we've come to despise, the commercial elements of Christmas and the parts of Christmas that we are sometimes forced into that we don't really want to do, when we're feeling particularly also very tired at the end of the year as well. If we can open up the heart in a safe space to receive the light transmissions that take place around this time from the angels, and as a result of the forward echoing energies from the Nativity, we can actually fill ourselves up with the power that we need not only to endure the more negative elements of Christmas, but to transcend it and to embrace it in absolutely the right state of consciousness that will enable us to take that light and introduce it to families and friends and help them experience their Christmas in a more positive manner as well. So it is important to try and find some time now to open up to the true essence and energy of Christmas and to take that like a transfusion of light and power into the mind and body and spirit, but particularly into the heart. Now, I know some people might be thinking, well, we know that Jesus actually wasn't born in December, but he was actually born sometime in January. So what's all this about echoes of energy moving forwards from the past into the present? At the end of the day, it doesn't always necessarily matter what happened exactly when. We will find that because of public consciousness holding its focus on December the 24th, December the 25th as being the time of the birth of Jesus, that that is when the energy that echoes forward from the past becomes anchored in the present moment. So Christmas Eve has its own magic. Christmas Day has its own magic. It can be lost under all the veneer of commercialism. But if we take a moment to engage with it, we can find it and reclaim it and rekindle it. And then it can once again become the powerful thing that it once was. Let's look at opportunities and where or from whom they come from. So this year, 2022, has been the year that has been patronised by the Mother Mary. The Mother Mary energy is waning now. In fact, it started to wane as we moved through October into November. But it won't fully dissipate and release until we enter into January the 1st. So this month is really the last month to take advantage of that energy. And we can do that now by making a conscious effort to connect with Mother Mary, making a conscious effort to align to her presence and her power, through prayer, through invocation, by using iconography of her, by aligning to her colour, Madonna Blue, and those stones which are reflective of this colour as well. The sixth ray that she represents is one of nurture. It's one of healing. It's one of heart opening. It is one of evocation, where we use our senses to enter into a deeper state of alignment with the powers and the presences of the divine. There was a Mother Mary workshop that was done by myself at the beginning of this year. Some of you will have attended that. It might be a good idea to get those recordings out and listen back to them. It is available to purchase from the library section of my website if you didn't attend. And it's just important now to take this last opportunity to receive the blessings and the gifts that she brings forwards at this time, and the love and the wonder and the power and the magic. So the opportunities come from the Mother Mary, they come from the sixth ray, and they are to do with nurture, healing, love, and the evocation of spirit by connecting and aligning through the power of the senses. Let's look at allies for December. Stones, herbs, trees, animals, plants, etc. The first ally then is the Merkaba. I've spoken a great deal this year about the Merkaba, just very recently on the Lightworkers Upgrade workshop, but also there was a Lightworkers Toolbox lecture about the Merkaba and the Omkaba, both of which, if you didn't do, you can catch up with by obtaining the audio recordings from the library. The Merkaba light body vehicle is this potential field of energy, active in some people's auras, dormant in some people's auras, which serves a variety of different functions. It is an ascension chamber that grounds and anchors the light of the soul in order to create a perfect environment to catalyse the raising of vibration and the accentuation of light quotient in the energy system. It's also a powerful protective field. It banishes negative energy and attracts positive energy to us. And it's also a very powerful vessel for travelling on the astral planes as well. So it's one of the allies that we need to work with in December, maybe in part to really catalyse those final energies of the Mother Mary year and really focus them and imbibe ourselves in them in that concentrated space of the Merkaba light body vehicle. Star tetrahedron is the sacred geometric name applied to it, a three-dimensional Star of David. Another ally that comes forward is the Ascended Master Hilarion. He is the Atlantean Ascended Master, the patron of healers and those seeking healing. And as I say, it's been a tough year for many of us this year. And I would be surprised if anybody has managed to get through it without experiencing some need for healing. So it would not be a bad thing for us all to call upon Hilarion and ask him to deliver to us the healing that we need, or point us in the direction of those people who can provide us with the healing that we need. And there may be some as well who have experienced quite a lot this year in regards to Atlantis and awakening Atlantean memories and working with Atlantean technologies and powers. And Hilarion can help to crystallise and focus those things for us too. Hilarion comes with the Archangel Raphael, the angelic ally of December. Raphael is the healer of God, and like Hilarion, can be called upon to assist us with our personal healing or in the healing of others. So you've got a choice of either a master or an angel, or if you're feeling particularly greedy, you can work with both of them, and they will assist you with either the healing that you need or the healing that you might be giving someone else, or you can petition them to help someone else who is in need of healing find the healing that they require at this moment in time too. Although it seems a little oddly placed, flowers are also the allies of December. In many ways, of course, they're not as easy to come by as they might be in spring and summer, but because of the wonderful world in which we live in now, and full of its modern technology, we can wander into any supermarket and pick up a bouquet of flowers. Not necessarily ones that are grown in this country because of the climate, but ones that have been imported from other countries. So we can continue to surround ourselves with flowers at all times of the year. And flowers during this time of darkness do offer great light. They are not only tremendous givers of energy, but they are also magically attractors, and they draw like energy to themselves. So the rose will give its power of love, but through the process of like attracting like, it will also draw love into a space. So it would be important to go into a supermarket or florist and allow yourself to be drawn to the flowers that call to you. Don't pick them because you know this one represents that or that one represents this, but rather go to the flowers that you are drawn to and then come home and look up their meaning on the internet to see what you have intuitively chosen for yourself, what you have intuitively recognised you need at this moment in time. They're also wonderful at filling a space with energy. And during the dark times and the winter months, we can find that we're lacking in life force and energy, and the house can feel like it's lacking in life force and energy too. So having some flowers around about this time of year is a really good thing to do for your environment and also for yourself. And finally, the elemental ally for this year is, for this month, sorry, is fire. Fire is really important also during the dark time of December. It brings us light, it brings us warmth, it brings us a semblance of the energy that we are missing in the brightness of the sun. And so it can be used to top up the lagging energy that we might be feeling inside ourselves. So it's really important to have a bit of that fire energy around you as candlelight, for instance, or is a hearth fire, and to take time to sit in front of that and to draw and absorb some of that power into your being when you are feeling particularly depleted or even a little bit low in spirits. I hope the cosmic forecasts have helped you through the year. I very much enjoyed presenting them. I look forward to bringing forward the messages from Saint Germain next year. I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and a happy new year as we move towards 2023. Take care, stay well, and bright blessed be.